Kia ora, this program is brought to you by Wellington Access Radio. Wellington Access Radio, make your voice heard.
Cade Mina Fulcher, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, fur amana, kia ora koutou tena koutou katoa. Welcome one and all to another edition of Capital Irish here at Wellington Access Radio on 106.1 FM. Anthony Gaffney here on the airwaves here today. Delighted to be back. Feels like it's been a long, long time since I was here. And when he went back, obviously had the summer break and Christmas and everyone stuffed themselves with kind of turkey, but that seems like a distant memory ago. And I think it was kind of November time when I was here last, and it got me thinking kind of what's been happening over the past kind of few months, what's been going on around the country, around the world, back in Ireland. And I was recollecting on a visit I had. I live in the Wairarapa now, and often take my kids to the cinema in Masterton. And I think we'd gone to see Super Pets or some kind of random kind of show. And as I walk in, I see a poster of a film that I didn't know was coming out. You know, it has a picture of Colin Farrell on it, the Banshees of Inisherin. And I was like, oh, that looks like an interesting movie. All right, we'll see what that looks like when it comes out. Didn't think twice about it. And I seem to have vanished into a hole somewhere and have no idea when it came out to the cinema. Didn't even get a chance to see it. It seemed to kind of come and go. And then all of a sudden, the movie has exploded. So I haven't seen it yet, so I'm not going to comment on the quality of the movie. But Ray, have you seen it? You've seen it? Is it good? Oh, double thumbs up from Ray. So there you go. That's the best recommendation you can get. But it's gone through a phenomenal amount of success recently. And if you're going to go back to January with the BAFTAs, I think it picked up 10 nominations. Colin Farrell, Brendan Gleeson, Kerry Condon, Barry Keoghan, I think they're all kind of nominated for one thing or another, kind of best film, blah, 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 like everything, best original screenplay. And I think when it got through to the actual night, I think a couple of them missed out on the actual gongs in the end, but I think it was Kerry Condon and Barry Keoghan, I think, got awards. But it kind of set the scene for a lot of things in terms of Irish movies and TV shows that are coming out that are doing very well. A couple that I hadn't really heard of, but I've got them on my radar now to kind of go and check out. The Quiet Girl, An Irish Goodbye. Like, these are all ones that you need to put on your list that have both done very well at the BAFTAs. And then have picked up a whole lot of Oscar nominations, which is still to come, I think. I think they've only just kind of gone through the Oscar nomination process. So they've still to kind of pick up a few more potentially along the way. There's a dark comedy TV show called Bad Sisters, which I think is on Apple TV. And even, you know, I think prior to all these kind of movies and TV shows coming out, like there was, I think there's an Irish animation studio maybe in Kildare that's kind of produced a whole load of really cool animated movies, but now there's even more that are coming out. You know, A Greyhound of a Girl, you know, so these are all kind of ones that are you want to keep your eye out for. I think A Greyhound of a Girl is based on a book by the famous Roddy Doyle, which is worthwhile going to check out. But it's just phenomenal. You think, like, how's it suddenly changed all of a sudden? And I know in Ireland there's tax breaks. I think you can get a Section 481 tax incentive to film and shoot your movies there, and very clever way of bringing industry and business into the country. Whereas now I think they've put a bit of a spin on it, where if you do want to film a movie, you have to use and develop a whole load of kind of junior production staff, which means that you're kind of training the kind of future generations of the Irish film industry. But, you know, all that combined with great scripts, great incentives. That movie I mentioned earlier, The Quiet Girl, I think was shortlisted through this system called, or through Cine4, which is kind of linked with TG4, which is an Irish TV channel, where basically they give five applicants that they've shortlisted from a whole range of applicants, something like €25,000. They say, you've got an idea, develop it. From those five, they then shortlist two more, and you get something like €1 million to then develop it into a movie, and you've got access to theatres and film shows. And this one, The Quiet Girl, is one of the first movies to pick up kind of this certain gong in both the BAFTA and the Oscars, so keep an eye for that one. But we'll have a bit of a break there from my kind of gassing on, and we'll stop for a song. And I thought, what's a good song that kind of ties back to a movie? And if you've ever seen the fantastic Waking Ned, the comedy story of the two lads, Jack O'Shea and Michael O'Sullivan, played by Ian Bennett and David Kelly, respectively. These two guys kind of living in a village, and they realise someone in the town's won the lottery. They find him, but he's dead, and so the whole town conspires to kind of try and get the proceeds of the lotto. But in that movie, there's a fantastic song by the Waterboys. It's from their Fisherman Blues album, which was released in 1988. So this is the Waterboys with the Fisherman Blues.
I wish I
Now we'll keep the music theme going there for a little bit longer, and we've got a guy called Damien Rice, who I'm sure you've heard of before, the Dubliner who is probably reared in County Kildare, award-winning singer-songwriter, whatever the kind of the title that kind of goes with that kind of career and training and experience. But he's actually coming not necessarily to this part of the world, but he's doing a tour, and he'll be in Australia probably around May time, playing 5 shows. I think the one in Sydney is already sold out. He's a fantastic artist, has made some amazing songs, and it's worthwhile if you are kind of heading across to that part of the world, to Australia, kind of check him out if you can. But for now, here's one that I really enjoy. It's from his O album, where he partners or teams up with Lisa Hannigan. This is Damien Rice and 9 Crimes. Next up, we have a man called John Spillane, which some of you may have heard of. For those who haven't, this guy grew up in the Cork suburb of Wilton. Family of 5 boys, raised by his mother. I think father tragically passed away when he was only 1.5. That's John, that is. I think he got his first guitar at the age of 15, joined the band at school, you know, that kind of typical story. influences of the Beatles and Neil Young and Bob Dylan and that kind of thing. I think he said rock was the first kind of music that he started to listen to. And when he started to sing, first of all, he realized he was singing with an American accent. And then when he really got older and he heard proper blues singers from the States, he kind of felt like a bit of a fraud. So he said he would always try and go back and be true to his roots, so become more of a traditional musician. But the way that life grips us all, kind of, he didn't kind of go straight into music. After his leaving cert, I think he went to work as a clerk in the Bank of Ireland, did that for a while, had his band kind of going still, but that kind of fell apart as people are doing their own thing. But then realized, you know, gets a couple of years into work and thinks, no, if I'm going to make it happen as a musician, I've got to drop all this. And then kind of totally immersed himself as a musician and took it on as a career from about the age of 20. And now kind of so well known in Ireland, poet, singer, songwriter, storyteller, you name it, done all sorts of albums. The latest song he's just come out with is one called Passage West, which is a lovely song, and we'll play it for you now. This is John Spillane with Passage West.
I met my love in Passage West. The sun was sinking down to rest. The river to the stars confessed. 'Twas the dark-haired woman I loved best. We wandered down by the chapel square, and there was magic in the air, and Mother Nature gently pressed the burning river to her breast. I offered her a golden ring, my hand, my heart, and everything. I offered her a sweet love nest by the flowing banks of Passage West. Oh love, will you go, will you go, will you go? Our love, will you stay, will you stay, will you stay? Oh love, will you go, will you go, will you go? Our love, will you stay, will you stay, will you stay? Did appear, but hope and sorrow made their way for their passage west to America. Oh love, will you go, will you go, will you go? Our love, will you stay, will you stay, will you stay? Oh love, will you go, will you go, will you go? Our love, will you stay, will you stay, will you stay? Tall and proud, on either bank the people bowed. From Passage West came a Fenian yell, Rule Britannia, rule in hell. The grass grows green on the other side, and mighty ships sail out the tide to far-flung harbours across the sea, far away from Passage, my love and me. Will you go, will you go, will you go? Our love, will you stay, will you stay, will you stay? Our love, will you go, will you go, will you go? Our love, will you stay, will you stay, will you stay? I met my love in Passage West. The sun was sinking down to rest. The river to the stars confessed. 'Twas the dark-haired woman I love best.
Now,
I just want to stick with John Spillane for just a second, because he's actually a real advocate on the resurgence of the Irish language, and having done two of his albums almost entirely in Irish, he's been quite successful trying to promote that. The second of his albums that he's produced is actually a whole lot of Irish songs that you may have learned at school, and one of them, could I remember when I started listening to it, and really wish that I'd retained my kind of knowledge of Irish, which is probably quite small, to be honest, but it'd be awesome to be able to sing it again. So he goes on tour as well to schools promoting the Irish language through music to young people, and I think this album he kind of helped record with students from a school in Ballincollig. So this one is from his 2013 compilation album, Larry Kirwan's Celtic Invasion. This is John Spillane, Orishida V. Avalia.
Shade of a heaven, Bolin, for Bear Grachtu Ving, even the Hohevra, is shell of Merloch, so deal to Leshna Gola. Oh, shade of a Hawaile, and Nisher Hachton Taurig. Tá grán a wéile tríol thar sáile ógal é garam a lé mór gharda gael í té ní gael na Spánig is cúda si rúig ar gála ó ró sé da bhaith a wáile bárlum tú na cíad bó vanne ó ró sé da bhaith a wáile an nís ar hachtun tórig. A wheel a deal, a vert my yarkum, or the mean bion yegach shachtan, grown whale is meal a gashkiach, a fogart fawn er gola. Oh, roche the vaho wale, oh, roche the vaho wale, oh, roche the vaho wale, and isher hachtan taurig. Oh, roche the vaho wale, barlum to nakid bovane, oh, roche the vaho wale. And this year, Hachton Taurig.
Brilliant. Want to kind of introduce you to Lana Thornburg, who's a multi-instrumentalist from Mayo, who began learning to play the harp at the age of 11. Kind of prior to that, she'd probably had a whole lot of instruments thrust into her hands from five onwards. She graduated from Maynooth University in 2016 with a degree in music and English, and was awarded the Music Class Prize for achieving the best results in her class. It's a great song. This is Alana Thornburg. This is Branjo.
Thank you.
great stuff. Now we're heading towards the end of the show. Just a reminder there, keep an eye out on the various different web pages and whatnot and online content for what's going on in the Wellington region. In particular, the Hutt Valley Irish Society, the Wellington Irish Society, Friends of Ireland and the Irish Business Network of New Zealand, who I know are holding a St. Patrick's Day Parliament luncheon. So if you're interested in going along to that, get in touch, get onto the website and you'll find all the details of how to kind of buy tickets for that event. That's on Friday, the 17th of March at 12 p.m. All the proceeds go to the Tara Trust, which is a registered charity, which kind of looks to support the Irish community here in New Zealand. As always, stay safe. We'll catch you next week. For myself, Ray and the team here at Capital Irish on Wellington Access Radio 106.1 FM. Slán leat, agus gur amagat, cacatiano, and we'll play you out with Christy Moore, Black is the Colour.
Black is the colour of my true love's hair. Her lips are like some roses fair. She has the sweetest smile and the gentlest hands, and I love the ground whereon she stands. I love my love, well she knows. I love the ground whereon she goes. I wish the day it soon would come when she and I could be as one. I go to the...
You've been listening to Capital Irish on Wellington Access Radio 106.1 FM, thanks to the generosity of our sponsors. We couldn't be here without them. Our sponsors are Wellington Irish Trust, Susie and Peter McGuinness, and the Hutt Valley Irish Society. A very big thank you from all of us on the Capital Irish team.
That program was brought to you by Wellington Access Radio. Get your voice heard.
Thanks, New Zealand On Air, for funding accessmedia.nz.